Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 478 for Friday, July 15th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ACE Futures Canada canola market was $5 to $6 per ton weaker on Friday, with the November contract at $478 a ton. Canola moved lower as weather concerns both sides of the border eased. Many areas in Western Canada are seeing mostly favorable conditions, which pressured the market. Follow-through selling after a weaker close yesterday was also a feature. However, the Canadian dollar lost ground against its U.S. counterpart on Friday, which limited losses. Advances in Malaysian palm oil and Chicago Board of Trade soy oil markets further underpinned canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all lower. Soybeans were down 4 to 11 cents, with the August contract down 11 at 10.72 a bushel. Soybeans felt choppy trade on Friday as current weather in the U.S. Midwest is favorable for development, especially as crops move into a key phase. China has sold most of its soybean reserves into the market, which added to the declines. Argentina's ongoing harvest further pressured the market, despite anticipated crop loss from flooding in the country. However, the market expects U.S. crop conditions to become less favorable moving forward, which capped declines on Friday. Corn was down 2 to 6 cents, with the September contract at $3.51 a bushel. Argentina's ongoing harvest was one source of pressure for corn. However, delays limited losses as poor weather and road conditions are stalling progress. Cooler, wetter weather in key growing regions added to the declines. However, the expectation for less favorable conditions into next week in the U.S. Midwest limited losses. Wheat was down 1 to 9 cents, with the Chicago September contract down 9 at $4.25 a bushel. Wheat was pressured by spillover weakness from the corn and soybean markets. The winding down winter wheat harvest added to the declines. However, Argentina's seeded wheat area is expected to be down on the year, which underpinned the market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, July 15th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.